When only 5 years old, AMI proved to be a prodigy. Twice listed as Denver Business Journal's fastest growing privately held company, placing second in 1996 through 1998, and as the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce's Emerging Business of the Year in 1999.
Oh, and in its first time named to the Deloitte Touche's Colorado Technology Fast 50, AMI Vision ranks fourth in a growth rate of 4,713% in the last 5 years. AMI's 4,173% growth makes it Colorado's fourth fastest growing company. That's 130th fastest in America.
Many of our W3W3 talk radio listeners have wondered, what kind of leadership does it take to build and manage a company with such a record? Is it a breakthrough product, or is it timing, luck, and just being in the right place at the right time?
I don't think so. Welcome to the World Wide Web Radio Show. You are listening to Larry and Pat Nelson on W3W3.com, and we're going to find out the answers to those and other probing questions directly from Jerry Galley, who's the CEO and founder of AMI Visions, our guest on the Profiles of Industry Leaders. Thanks for joining us today, Jerry.
Hey, Pat and Larry, thanks for having me. You know, we've known each other a long time, and I've always had a huge respect for you and your show, so it's a compliment to be invited back.
Well, it's a great compliment to us, too. Thanks.
You're welcome, Jerry. We've been following your company for some time now, Jerry. Could you give us an idea as to what AMI Visions is looking forward to in the coming year?
Well, Pat, I guess we're hoping for more of the same. You know, we've experienced incredible growth primarily because of our high quality of software development and our friendly and professional services toward IT consulting. We've had strong customers and they keep coming back. Our growth has definitely slipped though with the recession, but we've been able to maintain some loyal customers that have kept us strong. When the economy picks up again and companies are once again ready to begin new projects, we'll be ready for them.
You know, Jerry, that's great. You're not a newcomer on the block, and I know if you can be around for 5 years like you have and still say, hey, I'd like to see some of the same stuff that's happened to us this past 5 years happen again, that's a testament to your company and all your people, of course.
Well, thanks. You know, it's all still learning, too, so I kind of take the perspective that, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, or the bad with the good, I should say, and this is all learning. How do you deal with the bad times and being able to find yourself and keep strong?
That's right. Well, Jerry, let's rewind a little and get a historical perspective on the experiences and the events that shaped your growth. Who was a very influential person in your earlier life, and what was a key point you learned from that influence?
Well, Larry, I don't think it's just one person. I've told people quite a lot that I have a string of mentors that have taken me under their wings. In high school, I had a yearbook advisor that taught me to balance work, study, play, and spirit. In college, a professor of mine taught me how to combine humor with work. And when I began my career, a boss of mine taught me that we as people are bound by no limit. That is, as long as you're willing to see the vision and able to work hard toward it.
That's great.
Hey, it's interesting to me that some people can't come up with one, and here you are with three.
That's right.
Great.
Yeah.
What experience in your education or background influenced your values and beliefs the most, Jerry?
Well, Pat, I grew up on a dairy farm, and my parents didn't have a lot of money, so I joined the military right after high school, the Army. I loved the discipline the military provided, as well as the opportunities for somebody so young.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I was diagnosed with leukemia after just a couple of years, and I was medically discharged. However, I'd have to say that near-death experience is clearly the driving force of my ambition today, as well as my commitment to nonprofit community.
Well, I'll tell you, that must explain in part why you seem to have always a big smile on your face.
Thank
that's terrific.
We're alive. I mean, there's,
you betcha.
You know, business is only as important as life.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. And I think I heard somebody say, if you're really serious about your future, don't take yourself too seriously.
That's a good quote.
Jerry, what challenge did you encounter? Boy, I just heard about one, but what challenge did you encounter that you had to learn to live with, and is there a lesson that could benefit our listeners?
Well, I think the lesson that I think we all learn over and over and over again is that life is really short. I'd say just make the most of every opportunity and every day. Always be willing to help others without expecting anything in return. read, work, learn, and laugh. I mean, I think those are words to live by, not necessarily just to work by.
What was the turning point in your career?
I think probably moving to Colorado from the East Coast was a major turning point for me. I was able to distance myself from my support groups back east, and I started my new life. I removed the shackles of an 80-hour work week and started to enjoy the playground that surrounds us. You know, I work hard, I work very hard, and the Colorado Outdoors allows me to play equally as hard. So I think that that was probably a major turning point for me.
That's very interesting.
We were sounding a little dumbfounded here. We didn't know about your past illness, and we're just so impressed with what you've accomplished and the way you've handled it, Jerry. It's really, really a testament to your character.
Thank you. People always look back on the leukemia, my experience with leukemia, and say that must be the driving force. And I've repeated that just here today. But the truth is I can't tell if I was had a driving force before the leukemia or not. I was diagnosed very young, and I have really several really unique, interesting aspects of my past that have really shaped me. One is I grew up on a dairy farm, so I've learned how to just fix things and get things done. My dad was a real workaholic, and he taught me how to make things happen. I was the youngest of 11 kids, which has formed my perspective on life as well, because I was able to watch my older brothers and sisters, make the mistakes, and so I learned a lot from the mistakes they made. So, while I don't want to flip you out too much about the leukemia, it's just one aspect of, I think, a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Jerry, we're not flipped out. It's always so heartwarming and inspiring just to hear a story about somebody who's really overcame a great deal of things, didn't suffer with self-pity, and went on and really did something about it. Jerry, what advice would you give to a younger person who's on your career path?
Well, first I want to preface everything I say from this point on probably that I believe in karma.
Okay.
So my advice would simply be to work hard, to do what you believe is right, recognize the opportunities that bombard us every single day, but choose among them carefully. And I think I said this before, but, you know, read a lot, learn from others, be willing to share the same. Simple words to live by.
Boy, nothing complex about you. Although I must say, I love your AMI Visions tagline. If you want to get technical, we're your friend.
Well, you know, that's what AMI is. It's actually French for ami, which is friend in French.
Oh, very good. More insights.
So what do you do to bring balance into your personal and professional lives? You've already mentioned that you play hard, too.
Yeah, I think that's probably the driving force. I love to work. I love my work. And I take advantage of the social aspects that my position allows me. I'm as active in the nonprofit community as I am in my own business. I love the people that I meet through all the involvement, and I take the extra effort to turn an acquaintance into a friend. And I know that I've seen both of you folks out to a lot of social events, and I think that's where we first became acquainted, and
yes,
we both made the effort to become friends, and I think that says a lot about you folks too.
Well, there he goes. That's Jerry. Everybody around you, other people on your team, say Jerry is always giving credit to everybody else, and you certainly do. Well, Jerry, I hope I get a different answer here than that, but what will your legacy be, and how do you want to be remembered?
Whoa, that's a good question. That's probably the most important question each of us can ask ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think first that I would hope that people remember me as generous, helpful, and a selfless person. I hope they know that I worked hard for whatever success that I might have enjoyed. Ultimately, I hope that my work and my life is a positive influence on the people around me. That may sound corny, but in the whole scheme of things, it's probably the only thing that really matters.
Well, sounds pretty good to me.
It sounds excellent to me. What a light to live by.
Jerry, we're looking forward to following your progress as well as watching the next steps AMI Visions will be taking. Sharing your personal story and insights will benefit our W3W3 listeners.
That's a fact.
And the state of Colorado is also proud to have you as one of its leading companies.
Yeah, Jerry, and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you both. It's always a pleasure.
All right, this is Larry and Pat Nelson on the World Wide Web Radio Show. We invite all of you to enjoy our other learning channels on W3W3.com.